Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And today we'll be exploring Sagittarius season, and more specifically, the Sagittarius new moon. Sagittarius season takes place from November 22nd until December 22nd. So by the time you're listening to this episode, you will have already experienced a few days of this new season. It's the sweet and much needed exhale we've been waiting for after the intensity of Scorpio season and Mercury retrograde. Sagittarius, the half-man, half-horse centaur, is galloping in to pull us out of the intense depths of the past month's treacherous waters and place us gently in front of the warm and well-stoked fire of Sagittarius season. I invite you to look right into the center of those flames and witness the infinite possibilities that lay before you. Now, I talk about it often on the podcast, but it is no coincidence the order in which we experience the zodiac. So after Scorpio invites us into the depths of our soul to experience the deaths that are necessary, and I know many of you experienced those deaths, Sagittarius sweeps in, bringing faith, hope, and an arrow pointed upwards, guiding us back towards the light. The mantra for Sagittarius is I believe. And I want you to really ponder what it is you believe in now. Now that Scorpio has done a right old number on you, for your benefit of course, what rebirths have occurred? And how has this shifted your beliefs? It's so important that we take this time to reflect. If we just keep rushing to the next season, and I know I was desperate to get to Sag season, then we miss the whole point of any upheaval or wounds that have come up or lessons that have come up for you. And like I said, for many of us, stuff came up in Scorpio season. Don't let the tears, the turmoil, the intensity be wasted by not taking the time to find the value, the lessons, and the golden nuggets that emerge from such tower crumbling moments. And this isn't just Scorpio season. This goes for any time in your life where perhaps there's been some sort of upheaval or tower crumbling moment. Don't let it be wasted. Find the value in it, because there's always value that can be taken out of these situations. Otherwise, what would be the point in going through them? This season is all about expansion and freedom. If Scorpio was the cocoon in which we took refuge, Sagittarius is the butterfly breaking free and traveling skyward. So a new moon occurs when the moon is in the same sign as the sun, and the sun is currently in Sagittarius. So it's inevitable that the new moon takes on all the qualities of the season, but with the dial turned up and the energies heightened. So with this in mind, let us explore the Sagittarius new moon. Sagittarius new moon will take place on Wednesday, November 27 at 2:05 a.m. in Sydney, Tuesday, November 26 at 3:05 p.m. in London, and 10:05 a.m. in New York. Let's start by looking at the symbol of Sagittarius to draw inspiration. So, as I mentioned earlier, Sag is often shown as the centaur, half man, half horse, with an arrow pointed skyward. Or sometimes Sagittarius is just represented by the arrow. Either way, the message is the same. Look up, yeah? Truth, optimism, faith, and hope are all achieved with an upward gaze. This new moon is a wonderful time to ask yourself, where is your arrow directed? And if the arrow is symbolic of your attitude and your energy, where are you directing it? Sagittarius is the seeker who seeks to find the things that encourage expansion and growth. Sagittarius asks us to get curious about what is true for us. And again, our truth may have shifted in the last months as deaths occurred throughout Scorpio season. So ask yourself, what is true for me now? Sagittarius's curiosity may surface through actual exploration, travel, or adventure, or just an insatiable thirst for knowledge, philosophy, and wisdom. So as we enter a new moon and sit down to write intentions, what is it that you want to manifest for your highest and truest self? If any sign is going to help you do it, it is Sagittarius. Sag is full of energy, excitement, exuberance, and two of the vital components of successful manifestation, action and faith. So use the duality of these energies under this new moon. Can you take initiative and big, bold moves and then trust that the universe will execute the perfect outcome for you and your highest interest? Now, I want to get real with you for a second. Scorpio season bowled me over big time. You know, I felt completely blindsided by much of what floored me. I was asked to revisit old wounds, dealt a pile of new wounds, and all the while had to keep my head above water so that life could go on as normal. Yeah, all part of being an adult. And although I've definitely felt the energy change as the sun and soon the moon moved into Sagittarius, I'm definitely still feeling the hangover of Scorpio's boozing and Mercury's backwards binging. So if you too are still making your way to the surface, edging yourself towards the warmth of the fire, all I ask you to do is hold the qualities of Sagittarius in your heart. So one more time, those qualities are faith, hope, optimism, and truth. Point your arrow up towards the sky. Yeah? This is symbolic of the infinite potential that this season, and in particular this moon, is offering us. And if not up, just point the arrow somewhere. Sagittarius needs a sense of purpose. Without it, Sagittarius can become directionless, reckless, and live off blind faith. So if nothing else, this new moon, find purpose in your endeavors and point your arrow with intention. Not sure what your purpose is? Well, what excites you? What do you feel intuitively drawn to? And if all else fails, ask yourself, what will help me grow and expand right now? And don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone. Sagittarius loves a challenge. So if you're feeling like the energy of Sagittarius season is a little slow out of the gates, I'm certain that this new moon will kick things up a few notches. Plus, we're still sitting in the Mercury retrograde shadow. It's a thing. But it'll pass this week as well. So I think you'll start to find as the new moon sweeps in and then we get to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of this week, you'll start to notice a real shift in the overall energy. So in summary, this Sagittarius season, get curious, explore, go on adventures, and soak up knowledge for the expansion of mind and soul. Practice faith, especially as we emerge out of our Scorpio cocoons. Find purpose. With purpose and a direction of energy, anything is possible. And lastly, aim your arrow high because this moon is full of infinite potential. This month, Lunar Lover members have access to my online Sagittarius New Moon Circle available at 5 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time on Tuesday, November 26. You'll also receive this month's guided meditation all about freedom and faith, the Sagittarius New Moon Journal prompts, and all of the other resources available to members, including a library of guided meditations, moon resources, rituals, and of course my brand new 2020 lunar calendar. To become a Lunar Lover member, head to jordanalevine.com/lunarlover or find the link in the show notes of this episode. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.